any other names that children might call him or might use?
Just the bad man.
And what are the things that people sometimes think they see around around at night that scare them?
Ghost, but the niggers said haints.
Haints, yeah. and a house that old supposed to have ghosts in it is what kind
of house?
A
haunted house. Mm-hmm.
And you might say tonight when it starts getting kind of chilly, you might say, well, I better put on a sweater. It's getting
chilly, mm-hmm. cold, mm-hmm. or cool. It's turning cool.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. And somebody might say, well, or you might tell somebody, well, I'll go if you insist, but I'd
rather not.
Mm-hmm. And what do you usually say to a friend you haven't seen for a long time? What might you say to that friend?
Oh, it has been years since I've seen you. Mm-hmm.
Or I'm what to see you.
So glad to see you again. Mm-hmm.
And see, say if somebody owns 500 acres of land, how much land would that be? It'd be a one of land. It'd be a
section, a lot of land, mm-hmm. a large farm.
Would you ever see say a great deal of land?
A lot of land.
Would you ever hear, have you ever heard people, maybe older people say, a right smart of land?
A right smart, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That right smart, would you ever say that of pain? He's had a right smart of pain.
Anything.
Anything?
Yes.
Money?
Has a right smart of money.
Trouble, maybe, mm-hmm. Luck, yeah. And,
and my mother would, if we were going, we were slow dressing for school, she would say, you must make haste and dress, get dressed, or you'll be late for school. Mm. You must make haste and finish your job. Mm.
Now, what did you say your mother did?
She was just a housewife.
Just a housewife?
Uh-huh.
Say if somebody asked you if you could do something, say, do you think you can sew? You might say,
I'll try. I can sew pretty well.
Mm. Or say that you will. This is something that you could really do well, and you wanted to indicate that you could do it well. You'd say, I say, can you do that? And you'd say, I
can, yes, I can do that real good.
And, let's see. If you wanted to be very polite to somebody, would you just say yes, or how would you?
If it was to an older person, mm-hmm. it would be yes, ma'am, yes, sir.
Oh, let's see. If somebody surprised you, or if you heard something that surprised you, what might you say? You know, it's kind of exclamations for
like, it scared me, or frightened me, sort of, or just, mm-hmm. oh, my stars above, mm-hmm. for goodness sakes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about if you were a little peeved at yourself for doing something?
Well, I'm just so outdone with myself. Mm-hmm.
You ever use the expression, I swanny, or I swanny?
I swanny,
what,
yes.
What does that usually mean?
That's you outdone yourself, or you're surprised and outdone.
Mm-hmm.
You knew better.
Or say you heard something that was it was shocking or strange, you might say, why the?
The idea. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding? Mm-hmm. I don't believe that.
When you meet someone, and you, by way of greeting, how do you ask about their health, you say?
Oh, hi, how are you doing? Mm-hmm. You feel all right today?
What if it were a stranger? Would you say the same, way?
No, I would say, how are you feeling today?
Mm-hmm. And say,